Hello, welcome to Cup of Taboo. Today I will be carrying on with dating apps with deets. It's part two. Basically, it was a really long recording that I just sort of sliced it in half because it was too long for one episode. So it's just sort of going to carry on from where we left off. And yeah, I hope that you guys enjoy it. I hope that you enjoy listening to this kind of stuff. If you do, let me know. I'm not sure. Maybe it's not your thing. In which case, shame. Just to let you know, we do sort of discuss some crime in this one, which, I don't know, could be a trigger warning. So just be prepared for that. And yeah, I hope you're ready for your weekly dose of strange, unusual, weird, served in your cup of taboo.
I know some things that you don't know.
Would you go hiking on a guy on a first date?
No.
Why not?
I might get murdered.
Is that like the only reason?
The only reason is that I would be scared that I would get murdered.
I spoke to another girl the other day and she's like, no, because it depends on what type of hike it is, if she's fit enough, but if she's not fit enough, they're going to get to the top and she's red, sweating, her hair started to curl.
That happens.
Everything on
us.
Yeah, I know, but on the first date and then. So look, some girls just feel a bit more insecure on how they would look.
Yeah, I mean, I get that.
Extreme physical exercise.
I get that. But also, I mean, as I've aged, I've kind of realized if a guy doesn't like the way that I look.
Or eat your ribs.
Or how I eat my ribs, because ribs are great. Then he can go away. Because if he doesn't like it, there's somebody else that does. And I'm not always going to look good. I'm not going to put makeup on every day. I could not be bothered. It's a mission, and I want to go hike, and I'm going to go red when I hike. I'm going to sweat like a machine. And if you don't like that, then you should leave.
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, that's a good way to determine if the guy's into you. I mean, if he messaged you afterwards.
Exactly. But, I mean, the only reason I wouldn't go for a hike on the first date is fear of murder. But that being said, I have done it. I have.
But how many girls get murdered on, like, Lion's Head?
Fair, but Lion's Head is a whore of a mountain. I hate that stupid hike. I hate it with every fiber.
I don't think it is an easy hike in Cape Town.
No, but it's not about it being difficult. It's ugly. It's hot. And
how is it ugly?
Because there's always so many people, first of all. Oh. It's busy. And then it's been so trampled. It's like you walk up this dirt road, there's no fancy plants, the views are beautiful, sure, but it's always so packed, and it's like, I'd much rather go anywhere else.
Okay.
I have a strong feeling.
Well, there, you've heard it, guys, if you plan
a hiking date, don't
just,
take me
anything
there.
Except Lion's Head.
Well, I want to do, so I enjoy Table Mountain a lot, just because there's lots of different
trails,
yeah. So we did just a little Cecilia Forest this past weekend. That was beautiful.
That's quite easy as well.
That was very easy. We took dogs. So, you know, you got to take them into account.
Yeah. And okay. But anyway, back to dating apps.
Sorry. I get so distracted.
So, okay. So hiking is a no-no because of fear of murder. But
second date, yes.
What would you say is your perfect first date?
I was going to ask you this.
Well, I'll probably answer you after you.
It's a good question. I like people who think outside of the box, so I like different things. So that's always fun. But at the same time, I do enjoy just getting to know someone first. So for me, I like a halfway first date. Does that make sense? So
non-sexual.
No. I like to first have a drink with someone, find out that they're okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, do something fun and exciting and cool and Like, I enjoy adventures. I enjoy doing cool things.
I've made a mistake once to ask a girl on the first date to go to a shooting range.
That's cool.
I thought it was cool. I think it's going to be something new and whatever. I think she thought she's going to get married that day, so whatever.
I mean, there's guns involved, so.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's a shooting. I would freaking love that.
Oh.
Like, that's sick. I'd be really bad at it. But it's fine. Hmm. Like, it's cool.
Yeah.
I have shot, like, was it, like, shotguns or was it, like, guns?
It's a pistol and a hunting rifle.
So I tried the one where they shoot the little...
clay pigeon.
Yeah. And it, like, I obviously am not good at anything. I was so bruised on my shoulder.
I know.
But it was really cool. I really
enjoyed it. Yeah, you should... giving some gun advice.
Oh, thank you.
When shooting a shotgun, you have to lean into the gun.
They told me that, but I didn't listen.
Oh, well.
I was like, I don't want to, it's fine.
As you never were, name it, you fool.
Ek het gevoel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, what's your perfect first date?
That is an interesting question. Like, I don't really mind. As long as it's not a club where you can't hear the person.
Yeah, no, talking. I don't like shouting.
Yeah, so it must be like a quiet type of place, like a, what do you say, tea garden, but it must be...
like a cocktail lounge.
Yeah, maybe like a wine farm, but it also shouldn't be like miles out of town.
Yeah,
like,
no, that's Michigan.
I don't want to drive day and night to get there.
Yeah.
But I think a wine farm is quite cool. Have a little awesome wine taste, you kind of get like an idea of their personality and the way they treat the waiter and...
How they handle their booze.
Yeah, and how creative they are about exploding wines. That makes sense. And we're like, oh, good wine, oh, bad wine.
It tastes the chocolate notes, yeah. Yes, it's lovely. Yeah. It's got a bit of cinnamon and cardamom. Yeah. Okay.
So, wine farm is good.
How do you feel about kayaking on a first date? Like a double kayak?
No.
Because then you're stuck in the boat in the ocean. You have to talk.
You mean like a double kayak?
A double kayak.
Oh, no way.
Why?
What if she's not fit, and then you have to kind of support it all the way? He's like, I can't do it. And you're like, let's go.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
And obviously, she's either going to stay at your back or you at hers. So one of you is going to be like, huh? What did you say? Sorry, huh?
Okay. Fair.
So no kayaking. But maybe a second date or whatever.
Okay.
I'm going to the beach, no, depends on how you feel about your body.
I just like avoiding the sun.
Okay, so no beach or hiking.
But I love swimming in the sea. So I would love a beach date as a first date.
So you kind of
no problem.
Run from under the shade, under the umbrella, into the sea, swim, and then run back.
Pretty much, yeah.
No tanning.
I can't tan.
Okay.
I'm basically albino. Okay. I get freckles and then go back to being white. So.
Okay, that's understandable then. Okay,
but I do love the sea, so yeah. I love swimming. And again, I come up with my same argument that if he doesn't like what he sees on the first date, when you're in your costume.
Yeah. Also, what I've seen is some girls that don't drink. If you go to a bar on a first date and they don't drink, I wouldn't drink either.
Yeah, no, out of respect. Yeah. Same. If the guy doesn't drink, then it's like, oh, okay, cool, I'll get a Coke as well then.
Then you have to wing it sober.
Which is hard.
Can't get hard yet.
That's what he said. Anyway, so how often do you kiss on the first date?
Never.
Never?
Never.
Oh.
Really? For you who's going to watch the video, you'll understand what I mean by that. She's like, never. Very never. Surprised.
I'm quite shocked.
So you have kissed on a first date?
I have. It's not saying that I always
everyone
do.
Everyone.
Every single one. No, I don't always. I don't ever initiate the kiss.
Mm.
That generally comes from the guy side, but it.
Well, it depends on if the date is, if you both get very drunk or you have
a
bar.
But also if it's going well.
Yeah.
And like a lot of my first dates go well. It's after that it's a problem.
I've messed up dates by not kissing the girl.
What do you mean?
Like,
did she expect a kiss?
Yeah, she expected. Oh. It's there where you take it to the car, and she's like not getting in the car. You know?
It's so awkward.
You're putting in a car, okay? You can go now. And then, in hindsight, you realize, oh, she wanted a kiss. And then I think it all goes kind of downhill from there in some way.
But do you then, after realizing it, message her and be like, did you?
A few times I've done it, like, did you want to kiss me? She's like,
yeah.
Yeah. And then sending that message makes it even worse.
I would feel like that makes it a bit better.
No, because then it's just awkward.
Do you not tell her, please stop, and then drive after her and have a romantic kiss under a streetlight?
Streetlight.
I mean, I don't know where the situation's going down, but...
Just behind the tents of the homeless.
Get down.
So, no, I don't really kiss enough, is it?
Oh, okay. Okay. Interesting. So what, is it third date for you? Every time? Because, like, normally third date
I don't kiss.
You don't? Ever.
Asexual.
Okay, cool.
No, I'm joking.
I mean, speaking of that,
might be a third date or so. Second or third, yeah.
Wow. You're innocent. How cute.
Hmm.
Aw, such a like an Afrikaans boogie.
No, Afrikaans people are still a bit conservative. No.
Not all of them.
Well, majority of them. But we try, well, yeah. With that being said, a lot of my Afrikaans friends are very rough and tough. Very rough around the edges. So I can't speak for all the Afrikaans people. But some of them are still a bit conservative, you know.
Yeah, okay. I mean, look, there's no judgment. I mean... Mm. Back in the day, people would only kiss on their wedding day, so.
Really?
Way back. Like, imagine that. You may kiss the bride?
Well, actually, there was a girl in my school that was like that.
Oh, no.
She told her boyfriend, we're only going to kiss when we're married. And I think, like, 3 months after that, he broke up with her.
So, I was always told by my mom, you should always test drive the car before you buy it. Mm. How? If you're only going to kiss someone when you get married, are you ever going to know what anything else is like?
Yeah, no, true. I do agree with that in some sense, in a sense that you've been dating for a year, what is now? So, yeah, test drive the car, but, I mean...
Are you a wait till marriage before you sleep with someone kind of person? Mm. Sorry if it's too much information that I'm asking.
No, not at all.
Oh, okay. Because it was coming across as that.
Then I should still be a virgin.
Fair point. I don't know. I didn't ask you that question. So,
there's a joke, but you can't break the sin of no sex before marriage if you don't get married.
Ha! Loophole!
Got it. Sorted.
There you go.
I was waiting.
Watch the blasphemy. Watch your mouth. I'm going to wash it out with some soap. I cannot remember what it was that I wanted to say. Doesn't matter then.
Okay, off to the next question.
So, in terms of any terrible dates that you've had, have you had any terrible first dates from a Tinder/Bumble/Hinge/Goor?
I have two. One was with this girl. We were only texting, so I didn't really hear the sound of a voice and stuff like that. So when we went on a date, so it's not the sound of her voice necessarily, but it's the way she pronounces words that makes it sound illiterate. The reason is she would type and it's all spelled right. I don't know how she can kind of speak like that. It's like, you know, when I goes back to the farm, I likes touching the sheep and caressing the sheep. And you're like, yeah, man, you always been like that.
Are you joking?
Yeah.
Am I on punk?
So I think in the future, and this is some advice, just ask for a voice note.
So that's advice number one, is send voice notes. And I agree, because sometimes it's nice to just be able to hear how someone speaks, just to be able to sort of anticipate so you don't get that shock. And next one?
More advice or the next story?
Next story.
The next story, it wasn't a bad, it was just extremely funny. It was this girl, so on, was it Bumble or Tinder? It showed that she's 1.5 meters, 1.5.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize how short 1.5 is, because I'm 1.9. So I get there and it's basically a child. And, okay. So I start off I'm a bit shocked, but, you know, take it for what it is. It was in Wellington. So I drove all the way. So
damn.
Let's just go. In any case, and she was a bit hungover, and then when she woke up, the morning she hit a floating shelf above a bed. So she has this massive knob or bump on her head. So that was number two.
So people thought you beat her.
Most probably. With a hammer. But in any case, so then we go out, and she has massive baby fever. Every kid she sees must be touched, must be picked up, stuff like that. And then there was this incident where this family that was sitting across us by the restaurant had a child. And she asked them if the child can sit with her. And they're like, all friendly, yeah, you know, can sit with you. And then there was like a wine cork lying on the table, and a child picked it up and started sucking. And like, whoa. And she's like, no, let it kid play.
No, I'm joking.
And the family, basically half of the family stood up, running towards table, grabbing the kid.
Oh, no.
And she was all like nonchalant, like, eh, okay, back you. She wasn't like...
I nearly murdered a child.
She wasn't embarrassed or anything. So, yeah, that was quite a fun date.
Did you see her for a second date?
Oh, no, definitely not.
Why?
No, she's...
I mean, Wellington's far, to be fair.
Yeah, and...
How many days? It's like 50?
No, I think 60 or something like that.
Far. My radius is set to like 35.
Really?
I will not go further. I refuse.
At least go to Durbanville.
Yeah, Durbanville's fine. Hmm. I mean, I used to live in Durbanville, so... And okay. There I'll find a lekker Afrikaans ook.
Lekker. Klein Pretoria.
It's literally Klein Pretoria. And Table View is Krugersdorp by the sea.
I think, I wonder what is the... What? What's Krugersdorp by the sea?
Table View.
Really?
Yeah.
Or Langebaan.
Maybe.
But in any case, I think, well, what is the furthest I've traveled for a date? Probably Wellington...
That's flipping far.
Worcester. Which Worcester one?
Worcester?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. Well, look at it this way. It's scenic routes, and it's beautiful just to go to the winelands.
Yeah, but then, like, if I mean, do you not think, like, long-term, like, if this works out and she's the best person I've ever met, I have to travel this distance every day.
Well, it goes both ways in the sense that if you want some alone time.
Nice.
Yeah,
pair.
Some alone time.
That's why I would totally date someone in Joburg.
From Cape Town.
If they had a lot of money and could fly me up every second weekend, I would do it.
Keep on dreaming.
Just putting it out there.
I don't know if you have any Joburg audiences, but...
just saying, guys, if you want a date Joburg. And you're there, I'm willing to be flown up. The furthest I've driven is to that side of the mountain.
What?
Noordhoek,
yeah. I also got a girl once, match with her, and we kind of had a great conversation. It was going well, and then she's like, she's from Noordhoek. And I was like, okay, I'm from Cape Town. And I wouldn't mind driving through there, but that's like, for her, it was like a no-no. She just,
from Cape Town, it's not even that far. From Burgundy, it's far.
Yeah, but I mean, she just stopped.
Oh.
I don't think she wanted to pay it at all.
You don't have to pay at all.
And what is it on the Chapman's Peak?
You're on the back of the mountain, man.
No. Well,
you're on Silver Mine.
Whatever it is, she didn't like it. And on that same topic, you know how many times I've told, that's typical, like, Camps White girls. I've with a girl's like, yeah, where do you stay? I'm like, Woodstock. She's like, unmatch.
To be fair, Woodstock is kind of dodgy.
It is dodgy. But being from, like, a place not in Cape Town, being from Pretoria, you don't really, you just see a name, and then you get here, and everybody tells you how bad it is.
Did you move here? Was this the first place that you moved into?
No, it was at Wex in Woodstock.
Okay.
So, but, well, this is technically Salt River, which isn't better. But, yeah, I wish you could stay far, like in Durbanville, but I mean, just things are just happening to the side.
No, like, it's fair. Like, and to be fair, this little road is nice.
Mm,
this road is not, but the road over there is not so that good.
Yeah, main road. Someone drove over my foot once there.
Why was your foot in
the road? I have a motorcycle, and I was standing by the robot. Like, you stand like almost like a V shape.
Oh, yeah.
And he just drove past and ran over my foot. That's main road.
Listen, I nearly got ridden over by like 6 buses on my way here today. So I was like, okay, I'm done with this place.
It's the worst. But, okay. Now, what was your worst date?
I've had so many bad ones.
Okay. Top 3.
Oh, no. I can't even think of 3. Okay. So the worst was a guy who was a drug dealer. He said he was into importing and exporting. And he pretty much, it was such a weird situation. I don't know. I don't know why I gave him my location for our first day. Like, I don't know why I did that.
What did you know about the guy before he gave your location? Did you know he was a drug dealer?
No.
Okay. Yeah, well, obviously, then such a bad.
So he kind of mentioned.
Wait, okay. There's a top tip there.
Don't do that.
Don't give your location away. Meet at a restaurant. Yes. And then first, and then take it
that
from there.
That would be the smart thing to do. I am not a smart person. Don't listen to me. Don't do as I say, not as I do.
Exactly. Okay.
So, I used to stay next to like a little shopping center. Literally, my window would look into the shopping center's parking. And he came through. He stopped there. Started chatting. He was gorgeous. Like, he was full of tattoos. Like, strong, you know, tanned. Beautiful man.
Sounds like a drug dealer.
No, he was just a really nice-looking person. And then, he asked if he could keep some bags and stuff in my car. I mean, not in my car, in my house. So I was like, sure, no problem.
Okay.
Like duffel bags. So, like, gym bags.
I thought, like, small bags.
No, gym bags.
Like, and small plastic bags filled with...
What?
Let's say Mizuno.
No. So, it was, like, gym bags. And okay. There was a couple of them. And then there was, like, a toaster and a whole bunch of weird stuff. So, I was like, okay, cool. No problem.
A toaster.
It was bizarre. Very weird. But it was, like, a lot of stuff. So, he shoved it all in my room. And then he was like, cool. I have to go. But then he kissed me. And obviously, I was like, this is like on the bonnet of his car. So I was like, this is sexy. Okay, you go, big boy. I'll see you later. You know, it was weird. And then the next day, he came around again. But he didn't take the stuff out of the house. And we were sitting in the pool with our feet in the pool, like minding our business. And the next thing, he sort of like leaned behind me. So we were sitting... like how we're sitting.
Mm.
And the next thing he sort of did, he did that. So I leaned behind him. So he did that to me. And I was like, what are you doing? And he was like, I'm just testing the product. And I was like, eh? So I turned and I looked and he was snorting coke or cat. I don't know, white stuff. I don't know drugs. So I was like, what? So, and at that point in my life, I was very innocent. Like I hadn't been.
How old were you?
23, 24?
Yeah.
And also, like, in Joburg, the drugs are not as open as they are here in Cape Town. In Cape Town, the amount of people I've seen do cocaine, I'm like, whoa. You know, like, no thank you, I'm fine. But there, at first of all, I was young, and second of all, I was very innocent and very, I'd never been exposed to it. So I was like, ooh. So then he got like high on the coke and he was like, okay, I have to go get a gun. I've got to go. And he had a gun and he was like, I've got to go deal with a guy. And I was like, I'm sorry, what?
Get his imports and exports order.
I was like, deal with a guy? What does that even mean? So then I was like, nee, fuck. So he left and then I obviously was now like, I'm going to go through his bags.
Oh my goodness.
Obviously.
What did you find?
Nothing really.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just a toaster, sandwich maker.
And some clothes and stuff.
Oh.
I mean, I didn't dig through them that much because I was scared that he might kill me if... Yeah, I don't know. So, anyway, I messaged him immediately and I was like, I don't want to see you anymore. I'm putting your stuff in my car. I don't want anything to do with this. So then he never responded to me for a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Then eventually I was like, I have your stuff in my car and I need to meet you and I need to give you your stuff and I don't want to ever see you again. So he was like, cool, I'll let you know when we can meet up. And... one day, I left my complex, and the way that it worked was that you would leave the complex, you would drive through the parking lot, like up a few ramps of the shopping center, and then you would leave through some booms.
Yeah.
And as I was leaving, he pulled out of the parking lot. So he had been sleeping in the parking lot, which looked into my bedroom.
Watching his...
I don't know.
Wondering what you're doing with his duffel bags. Always chase it.
Oh, he was like, how am I going to get that stuff back?
Okay, man.
But anyway.
Been days without toast.
However shall I live? That's how I feel about toast, though. I love toast. So, anyway, so I then, like, called him at that point, and I was like, you're driving behind me. And he was like, oh. So we pulled over right then and there. I literally threw his stuff at him, and I was like, cheers. And then a couple years later, It was a couple of years later. I went to Splashy Fen, best festival, and my dad had a place in Belito. So my friend and I were like, cool, we're going to go to Splashy, then we're going to go spend a night in Belito and then come back to Joburg. So on our way there, we stopped at the petrol station, and this dude was sitting in a KZN petrol station at a little table like this, trying to, like, raise money for charity.
Like those people that say, excuse me, ma'am.
Yes, literally. And I was like, huh? What? And he was like, oh.
Hi.
I was like, no. No. So, yeah, that's by far the one that's probably left the most interesting impression on me. I did have one guy pretend to get a phone call.
Wow.
Yep, hurtful. Very hurtful. Instead of doing that,
gotta leave. So it was like, oh, yeah, oh, what? The, oh,
is
the
he okay?
Pipe burst.
Oh, no.
I have to go. Oh, sorry, I have to go now.
And I knew he was lying. Shit. And I was like,
I think you should have just called him out on it.
No, I was just like,
I mean, what did you have to lose?
I don't know. I was just like, I'm so hurt.
Shocked.
It's hurtful. It's very hurtful.
Yeah, that's quite funny.
It's hurtful.
Just
try to be honest and be like, you know what? Nah, I'm not feeling it.
I've had that with a date where I set up the date with a girl. Again, a young one.
You should go for older girls, man.
I should. But in any case, so the date was at 6, 6 in the afternoon. And at like 5, I messaged her, you still ready for 6? She's like, no, sorry, my friend surprised me from wherever, from Joburg or whatever, and I've been in Stellenbosch since 12. I'm like,
yeah, she forgot about that.
Could have told me at 12.
She completely forgot.
Yeah, and she kind of put this date on like the last thing I need to do today. Yep. And, so it was quite.
It's not fun. It's not nice.
Yeah, well.
It's okay though. You know what?
Another one bites the dust.
So there's that, and then there's have you ever been ghosted?
Oh, many times.
But I mean, like, from, so you thought it was going great.
Many times. I don't know what it is. I think it is
maybe you just suck. I'm kidding.
No, what people should understand about dating apps is the girl or the guy you're talking to. Oh, okay, in my case, the girl I'm talking to, I'm not the only guy.
100% not.
She's talking to at the moment. She's talking to 5 or 6 other guys.
At least.
So, it's basically a race, a competition. Which guy kind of impresses her the most? And then you're thinking, oh, it's so funny, going to go. And then some other guy just won the race. And then.
Sorry for you.
Adios, muchachos.
Sorry for you. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been told that you remind someone of Vince Vaughn?
Me?
Yeah.
No, but I have Ashton Kutcher.
Ashton, to me, it's Vince Vaughn.
Really?
I think maybe it's your heart.
Well, Vince Vaughn isn't really someone.
He's adorable.
Oh, adorable.
Vince Vaughn is not hated by a single soul except for Medellin.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just like.
I would bang him.
A girl, but girls doesn't see him as some sort of a sex symbol.
Oh, you were so wrong.
Vince Vaughn.
So,
really?
Yes. Incredibly wrong.
I'm more, I think the most I've gotten is Ashton Kutcher.
Really?
Hmm.
Okay. You know, the first time I met you, first thing I thought was Vince Vaughn. Sorry.
You remind me of Mary Poppins. I'm joking.
You joke, but somebody has told me Amy Schumer. Actually,
yeah, I can see that. in some way. No, it's the hair, actually. It's the same hair color.
It's the same rounded forehead. We do have the same face. I know for a fact that we do. And I'd like to think I've got the same dark sense of humor. It's not true. But yeah, that happened to me on also a first date from a Tinder match. We went into like a bookstore at Monty. And
Monty could see. That's a good date, actually.
It's a great date. Oh. And he was hot. He was gorgeous. But we go into this bookstore and Amy Schumer just released her book. And he looked at me and he looked at the book and he was like, oh my gosh. And I was like, I don't know how to feel about this. Because I love Amy Schumer. But it's like, I don't think she's sexy. So it's like,
But did he ghost you after that?
Yeah.
Wow.
He did. He did indeed.
That's quite funny.
It's okay, though. You know what? I'm living a better life now. So,
as Amy's doppelganger.
Yeah, you know what? Screw it. I don't care.
As Amy's stunt double.
I would do it. I would 100% do it.
I don't really think she's in a lot of action movies, but yeah.
She's not. She's also just had a child, so, you know. She's also hilarious. And she's going to be hosting the Oscars. Just saying.
Oh, wow. Can't wait for that disaster.
It's going to be, and it's going to be great. I'm so looking forward to it.
Oscars are usually end of February.
Sometime, yeah. Oh. Did you watch the halftime show at the football thingy with Dre, Eminem, Mary J.
Watch football.
No, me neither, but the halftime show was worth it.
Oh, I'll YouTube it.
You know, yeah, that's what I did. Because I love Eminem. Like, I can rap all of Eminem's songs.
Yeah, me too, actually.
So, and also Snoop Dogg. I freaking love it.
Yeah, I love that they brought back those legends.
And everyone was like, oh, you know, it's all the elder millennials that loved it. And I was like, that's so true.
It's the elder millennials that can afford a football ticket.
Yeah, but it's all the also, fair, actually. Yeah. But all the older people, so like the 40 up, they were like, what is this bullshit? What kind of show is this?
No.
And then the people below, like the below 26, were like, who
are these people? Yeah. Who are these old guys?
There was a very small bracket where everyone was just like jamming. Okay, so back to dating apps. I'm not going to tell you about any murders because I feel like you don't want to know about that. Because they're rough. Because a lot of people have been murdered off of dating apps.
Yeah, I've heard that. Have you watched a new Tinder swindler?
I haven't watched it, but I did read up on it.
Why did you do that? Why don't you just watch it and then read up on it?
So I have anxiety, and when I go through these phases...
Drink an Urbanol before you watch it.
No. I go through these phases where I can't watch stuff. And I know, it's really weird. So I have to... Because I feel like I'm being unproductive. So I've got it on my computer, but I haven't watched it because I feel like if I watch it, I'm wasting time. So I read up on it instead. So I know. Doesn't I can't tell sense, you. I can't tell you why I'm seeing a therapist because of this kind of stuff, and that's how it is. But it's very interesting.
Yeah. No. Well, it is extremely interesting, and he actually was in Cape Town, so I wonder how many girls he swindled here.
I would love to know. But also, to be fair, South Africans are like, "Ooh, shame."
It sucks to be you. I don't have money. I thought you had money.
Yeah, I was hoping you did. Damn it.
No, that's also a top tip. Girls don't borrow money to a guy, and if you do, nothing more than like R1,000.
I couldn't borrow R1,000 to my mother if she needed it. I'm kidding. I make a joke. But the thing is,
daughter, I really need the money for medication.
Sorry, Mom.
Sucks to be you.
Got to go out this weekend.
Better take that pain.
But like, I don't understand how he got it right. How are you that convincing? Easy. What do you mean it's easy?
Well, you just find the right girl that's very fragile and...
Prey on older...
Yeah, and you just set up this whole picture of yourself. And then from there, you just play the girl out and out, and then eventually you just borrow money from him. Yeah. And then you get away with it.
I mean, it's ridiculous. It happened here in South Africa. There was a group of guys that did it from... Mm. Subway. It's an international ring, apparently. They were busted last year. Also, millions of rands.
Where were they from? But yeah, I've actually saw that as well. So, yeah, don't borrow money to
be safe.
Boyfriend.
On your dating apps, just be safe. Don't, if somebody seems too good to be true, they probably are. If, you know, do a reverse image search. If somebody's too good looking, they probably stole pictures from the internet. And then if somebody says that they're, you know, if they're in desperate, dire need of money, tell them to go to the bank. Don't, you've never met this person. Even if you have met that person, if you guys are not married or if you haven't been seeing each other for longer than a couple months, don't do it.
Borrow in any money. Yeah, I've had a lot of, like, female friends that borrowed money to guys and then they break up and then they're like, oh, I have to kind of write that off, the money. And it's like, big money. It's like 30-40k.
I'm in the
and
wrong
the guy's like, yeah, I'm starting a business. I'm going to make this new type of machine. It's going to exercise this and this. And you're like, and obviously she loves him and she's kind of tries to motivate him and support him. And that's why, and I mean, yeah, don't do that.
There's tons of really bad things that have happened. And I mean, especially, no, I don't think there's ever, like, I don't know of many, like, people who have murdered people here in South Africa. But there's been some really bad ones that recently there's been the case of the, what was her name? There's a couple that are terrible. There's been also actual serial killers that have used Tinder to find their victims. So
I think Jeffrey Dahmer would have loved that.
Oh my gosh, he would have thrived. He would have been in his element. He would have murdered way more people.
Yeah, like 3 or 4 times as much.
Because he was hot.
I've heard.
He was a good-looking guy. I would have been.
You would have been one of the fans.
I would have been a victim.
Set him free. A victim or a fan, because I know there was a lot of girls in court.
Yeah, actually, I wouldn't have been a victim. I didn't fit his profile.
What was his profile? Dark hair.
Yeah, but looked very similar to one of his exes, I believe. I haven't done his case yet, so.
Yeah, well, in any case, going back to we're going back to your mothers now. Yeah, well, tell me about that murder.
Okay, so the most recent one was Lauren Smithfield. It was really very sad. She was an African American who matched with an older 37-year-old man, I think, on Bumble, and they had their first date, and apparently according to him, went well. They went out, they got back to her place, they drank and drank and drank. Then he said she left. She went outside to meet her brother, came back in, went to the bathroom. She wasn't feeling so well. She fell asleep, supposedly. He carried her to the bed, and then he fell asleep next to her, which to me is weird for a first date. But anyway, besides the point.
Well, they were drunk.
Yeah, but I mean, like, also, like, on a first date.
No, I'll sleep on a couch.
On a couch. No. At least, especially if she's out of it. Like, you don't, that's just very odd. But anyway, so he fell asleep next to her, and then when he woke up in the morning, she wasn't breathing, and she had blood coming out of her nose.
That was his story. Yeah.
That was his story. So he freaked out and called the cops, and then when they got there, they pronounced her dead, but they didn't tell the family. They just, like, they took her, and they didn't process the scene. They didn't even interview him, because they said he seemed like a nice guy. And, like, the family, the family wasn't told, and they actually found out a couple of days later when they found a note on her door saying, if you're looking for Lauren, call this number, and it took them to the police, and that's how they found out that she was killed. So they're fighting to try and have this, like, looked at properly, because he's the last person to have seen her. They're saying her cause of death is overdose. But it's so easy to date rape someone, and then they accidentally overdose off of that.
Especially if you're, like, date raping someone and they're doing some sort of other narcotics and the two doesn't mix.
But that's it, yeah. So they really want him to get looked at. The police won't look at, like, the police are like, you know. And the thing is, like, it's just a very difficult situation. And then another one, I don't know if you remember this. It was a while ago, a couple of years ago, I think, 2014. There was a lady in New Zealand who fell off of a balcony on her first Tinder date.
Really?
I think it was the 14th floor. Hold on, I'll tell you. Yeah, 14 stories. She met with this guy. Her name was...
Yeah. Suspect she didn't make it.
No, her name was Warina Wright, I think. Yeah, she was 26 years old. She met this guy, and he they had a date. It was Zucker. They went back to his place, but he was obsessed with recording things. So he had
video recording.
He had cameras all over his house, and he also, every time somebody came over to his house, he would record on his phone. And they started having a good time. They were drinking, I think probably doing some drugs, I don't know. And then she started freaking out and, like, hitting him and stuff, apparently. So he was like, whatever, but they've got this all on recording. So on the recording, he says to her, if you don't stop, like, you're lucky I don't throw you over my balcony. So then what he did is apparently she was losing it, and he locked her out on the balcony. And she must have been drunk, or she was inebriated in some way. And she tried to escape falling 14 floors.
Oh.
So that was, like, also a Tinder date gone terribly wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, but this is the thing. Like, I mean, I'm someone who has done it. Don't go home with someone on the first date. I've done it.
Mm.
And every time I do it, I'm like...
Oh. On the first date?
No, but, like, not like, you don't necessarily have to do anything. But it's like you're having a good time. You're having a good time, and then it's like, oh, I've got wine at home, or something like that.
Yeah, okay, yeah, let's have some wine at home. Yeah,
let's, you know, or you're first in a public place, and then after that public place, you're like, oh, you know, you seem like a nice person.
Yeah, and I think there's a few top tips there. I think one of them is try not to go.
Don't do it. Don't, like I said, do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah, don't go.
Nowadays, I'm much more careful. You know, I don't...
Because you don't know what you're going to expect. I mean, you might have a bunch of friends waiting there...
You never know.
...to rape you, whatever.
You never know.
And that's tip number one. Number two is don't let him give you any drinks. See how the barman you poured the first one.
And it was way stronger than yours.
Yeah, maybe he drugged me. But in any case...
how you feeling?
Kink. But in any case, so... always see how the barman pours your drink and where that drink goes to. Don't take shots from, like, someone if you haven't seen the shot being thrown or anything. Mm-hmm. Because, especially in Cape Town, it's a real thing.
It was worse in Joburg.
Yeah, Joburg as well. Not that much in Pretoria.
Pretoria is just like the golden child of South Africa.
I don't think the Afrikaans people know where to find the eye drops. Like,
that's true. They're just like, ah, oh, crap.
Yeah, there's like a sapphire blue isn't working, so I don't know.
What is sapphire blue?
It's just eye drops to make your red eyes go away. Like IG.
Okay.
So, in any case, yeah, just be very extremely aware, because you do really get bad guys out there.
You do.
Desperate and bad guys who obviously takes the shortcut or the easy route by dragging you in.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Man, that's quite sad, actually.
It's incredibly sad that this is, like, the thing that we have to do. But, I mean, we were talking about it recently. People want to find love. That's what people want. Like, and obviously not everyone's bad.
Mm.
So it's like, but people also, they really do frown upon the apps. Like, people will roll their eyes at the apps and be like, ugh, I'm not on there. Like, how do you expect to find someone on there? Like, you know, the amount of people that I know that have said that, just because you were lucky enough to find your soulmate in high school, like, go away.
Mm-hmm.
But
if... And now they're swinging.
They are swingers apps.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, I wouldn't... I'm so curious to go on there and see.
But do you need a partner?
No, I don't know.
Takes four to ten. It's four to swing.
I don't know. I'll have to get it
you
to
have
see.
To do research.
I'll do the research. I'll take one for the team.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
Pleasure. I'll let you know how it goes. But yeah. So I mean, I don't think it's all bad. I don't think that apps are the worst. I think there is a lot of room for other methods of people to meet. I personally love speed dating. I think it's a lot of fun. I've only done it once, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is quite fun.
It's cool. Mm. Cape Town doesn't do it often. Like, I really wish that they would do it more, especially, like, if you have, like, age brackets. Because I see there was one at Stellenbosch. I think it was last night. Or it's tonight. But it's like, cool. It's going to be a bunch of students.
Oh.
And I...
Well, why not?
I don't want to be a cougar. As much as
or
I...
a parent.
Or that. Oh, but I could meet some of their parents. Is your dad single?
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that there's a lot of room for other ideas. And, like, I mean, I've mentioned to you a dating podcast, but that's something I'm still working on. But I think it's cool. And I do think that it is possible to find someone that is a good person that you get along with, that you can have a good time. It doesn't necessarily mean it has to be, like, a forever thing. Because, I don't know. But I think that it is possible to find nice people.
Look, in a sense, there's not really that big of a difference a dating app versus going to the bar. The bar, you're also checking out beautiful and ugly people, and then you, if the girl catches your eyes a few times, you're obviously matching in some way, and then you have to go talk to her.
It's true. I've met better people on dating apps than I have at bars. Yeah. Bars have been bad.
Yeah, exactly. So, and also at bars, the guy or the girl gets drunker and weirder, whilst on dating apps, well, they get weird, but at least
have you done any video, like, dates? Did you do any in lockdown?
No. I don't do that.
It was weird.
I did it global in lockdown.
Oh.
I met a girl from Paraguay, one from Germany.
Oh.
One from Chile.
Oh.
But I mean, like, the Paraguay and Chile one, they only speak Spanish, and it's so lost in translation that you eventually just give up.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, Germany one could at least speak English, but yeah. But it was just nice chats. I mean, it was just kind of cool to have sort of an insight on how they live. Like, by far, the Paraguay girl was, like, the most realistic I've seen. Like, she showed me, like, I don't know, mother or grandmother went to the hospital, and she showed me a picture of the hospital, and it's basically a 3-bedroom house in, like, table view. It looks like a 3-bedroom house in table view, and you're like, is that the hospital? And it just, yeah, I mean, it's still a third world country, and I think they're just a bit more rural than us, but it was kind of cool to see that.
It is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like, it's a cool thing to be able to speak to people all over the world. And I mean, oh, have you noticed how many, like, foreigners are here at the moment?
No, no.
Germans, specifically.
I haven't seen a lot of Germans, but a lot of Dutch.
I have seen so many Germans and Dutch people. Germans and Dutch, yeah. So, tons of that. And then a lot of people from England as well. It's like they migrate like birds. A lot of them even say that.
Yeah, what
they're
is it called? Like a nomad worker or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, digital nomad.
Yeah, exactly.
So they come here, they kite surf for summer, and then they go back for their summer.
Well, it's fun. If you're the type of guy who doesn't really want to commit, that's perfect for you.
Yeah.
It's just 1 month of fun.
That's good. That's
and then she can raise the baby in a first world country.
Wow.
Wow. And then you get a green card.
That's like
the unless she's like, no, we're raising the baby in South Africa. Then yeah.
Please tell me you watched 90 Day Fiancé.
I know like, what's that guy who doesn't have a chin?
Oh, Ed.
Ed, yeah. I've seen a few of the things on there, but sure.
So there was a guy from Randfontein with an American.
Really?
And they had two babies, right? And he wanted, so they were both born in Randfontein, and he wanted them to live here. And she was literally like,
No.
It's not going to happen.
That's good.
You should watch it.
Wise choice. Is it funny?
Yeah, so this is 90 Day Fiancé after the wedding, or whatever it's called. So it's like after they've been married for a while.
Okay. I understand, yeah.
And where they are. So it's really, it's so cringy. You want to just fall into the ground, but you can't stop watching.
That's what probably makes it cringy.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
I think the worst show, I think it was on Netflix, was Undateables. Man, it was so cringy.
I never watched
it. The premise of it is they take, like, people, what is the best PC term for this? But it's people of some sort of mental retardation. Like, either, what is it when you swear a lot?
Tourette's.
Yeah, they either have Tourette's or some sort of mental illness or whatever, and they try to match these people. So you have a guy who lisps going on a date with a girl with Tourette's.
I wouldn't be able to watch that.
It becomes very cringy. And, like, I mean, some of them, And like autistic people, I mean, that are, they make it so awkward. And you're sitting there, like, so what they do is they take like the character and take him to like a dating agency, and they find, but yeah, I mean, it is cringy.
Sure.
And, yeah, and you feel sad for these people. I mean, in most cases, they don't find love because.
Listen, I start to wonder, like, I'm 28 and I haven't found love yet. It's like, if they find it, good for them. So there's also one called Love on the Spectrum. Very good. Very sad. Cried like a baby, but it's very good.
What's it about?
People with autism.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Shame.
Very good, though. I cried, like, ugly tears of joy. Because people found love.
I thought of something the other day, but I should have done research on it. But the majority of autistic kids I know is male.
It's much more studied in men. So female people with autism and anybody on any spectrum, so it's ADD, autism, that kind of thing, the females are much better at masking it.
Oh, okay.
And they didn't, when they originally did their studies, they did it only in boys. So they're able to tell with boys, but not really so much with girls. And a lot of females live their lives without even realizing that they have it. They just think they're a bit odd. And it turns out, so yeah, it's interesting. Very interesting topic.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah. But anyway, we've
gone. Can I get another podcast?
I'm gonna. I've actually started doing research on it because I was convinced at one point that like I was a bit odd. I was like, no. Mom, am I okay?
You're just emotionally bruised, I suppose.
I just like to talk to people.
There's no cure for that. For you.
It's all me.
Yeah.
Shame. Anyway, so that, I think we've gone through everything. Is there anything else you want to say about dating apps?
No, I'm fine for now.
I think.
I'll see you guys on there.
Yeah. he's got a profile on them all. There you go. Yeah. I think it's a cool, interesting place to be. I'm probably going to delete them all soon, but get them again in a couple of weeks.
Give them the last one try.
You know, but I see I'll delete them first so that they reset.
Oh. Okay.
But yeah, okay. Thank you so much for allowing me to use your wonderful studio.
It's my pleasure.
What is it called?
Old Mountain Studios.
Old Mountain Studios for anybody who wants to record anything. A porno, a podcast, a video.
Mostly
porno, I can tell.
No, it's any podcasts, any online courses, even audio if you want to record an audiobook or narrate a movie or anything.
Can people record music here or not so much?
No.
Okay, no music, sorry.
No, we don't want to invite those crowd. I'm joking there. So the studio isn't set up for music or musical instruments. Okay. So it's the mics and stuff is just set up for voices and not instruments.
So yeah, if anybody ever wants to record, what's it? Old Mountain Studio.
Yes.
Old Mountain Studio in Salt River, not Woodstock.
It's on the border.
In Cape Town. Yeah. So that is that. So if anybody's ever keen for that, you can also always just message me and I can give you the details, or you can they Google it?
I do have a website.
There's a website.
And there's an Instagram page and a YouTube channel and everything.
I knew that.
The whole setup.
I knew that.
But yeah, I just want to say if there are any girls that are fed, it's all just for the fun of it.
Yeah, this is just for the chats.
Yeah.
Don't get offended. Just be chill, man. Meditate.
Don't cancel culture yet.
Yeah, please don't cancel.
Let me just get a few things in before you cancel. I don't want to cancel.
That's what
something
he said.
Small. No. Just give me five or six goes, and then you can cancel.
But anyway, guys.
There was a joke. There was this joke with the morning after pill. So the morning after pill lasts 72 hours. So and it was expensive at the time. So don't just use it for once. I mean, you have 72 hours.
No.
That's a good way of spending money.
No, it's not.
Don't take that advice. I don't know if it's going to work if you have more than one.
Ladies, if you come across a deets, don't match with him.
Yeah. Thanks.
Kidding. Anyway, okay. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. If you want to find me on social media, it's Cup of Taboo. Pretty much everywhere. On Instagram, it's cupoftaboo_podcast. If you want to email me, it's cupoftaboo@gmail.com. And yeah, I really appreciate it. If you want to carry on listening, please do. That would be nice. And you can now leave a rating on Spotify. I did not know that. So go leave me a 5-star. Thank you. But anyway, come back next week. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. I know some things that you girls know. You girls know. You girls know. I know some things that you girls know. You girls know. You girls know.